Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Jordan, let's talk about the action today in the precious metals. A lot of this action now is on the back of this renewed optimism for trade between the U.S. and China. And you know what? We can talk all day about how this might just be a rumor and how the countries are really not actually any closer to getting a deal. But overall, the market is really taking notice of this meeting, and we're seeing gold down over $30 right now, silver down over 80 cents. So that's a 2.25% move for gold and a 4.25% move for silver. We've been talking at length for the number of weeks now, saying that gold, precious metals in general, are due for a more significant correction, because they really haven't had a correction ever since breaking out from that about 1375 range. What do you think? Is today just the start of a larger correction?
It very well could be, Corey. And I think, obviously, people will point to the reason and what's going on with the trade news, but you know, when you look at technicals, you're looking at the supply and demand of the market. And if we look at sentiment indicators, like they've been around extremes, especially for gold. If we look at the COT, I've done a lot of work on that and how, you know, people tend to misread the COT. But even with that, the COT for gold has still been in extreme territory. So there have been warning signs, and then gold has huge resistance at 1550, and then it has a strong Fibonacci resistance at 1575. So after yesterday, I think we closed at 1560, I was thinking, well, maybe we'll test 1575. So after today, I mean, this is a powerful bearish reversal in gold, and we'll see what happens on Friday. But if you look at the weekly charts, like they're more bearish, I would say, in the short term than they were a week or two ago. So, I mean, that just goes to show you what can happen after a few days. I mean, you always have to wait and see how things close the week. But also, I mean, GDX has gotten up to that close to that 31 level, which is strong resistance going back to 2013. Silver, I've been talking about the mid 18s. Now, obviously, silver blew through that in the last couple of days. However, today, as you noted, I mean, it's down almost over 3.5% right now, back below 19. So on the weekly and monthly chart, that 1850 resistance level is probably going to hold up as resistance. So, yeah, I mean, this is something that we've been talking about for a couple weeks, that the market is due for a correction. And I mean, today's a little surprising, given that it seemed like after yesterday, maybe we were going to go a little bit higher, you know, maybe to $20 silver and 1575 gold, and maybe get to 32 in GDX. But, you know, this is a pretty powerful reversal, Corey, and I think the weekly charts after this week are probably going to look bearish, for lack of a better word, at least for over the near term. So this is something I've been writing about for the last 2 or 3 weeks or so. So, I mean, it's not a huge surprise for me, but I mean, this you know, run that we've seen that started at the end of May, you know, it looks like it's probably over, and we're probably going to correct that now as we go into the fall.
Yeah, in all fairness, we have been talking about this for a while, that a correction is due, and the markets did just keep on moving. So even on some of these longer term charts, you see the move today, and it's nothing more than a blip on the screen, but it's all about follow through. What levels, or can you share any levels that you're going to be watching closely for the weekly chart for the close tomorrow to end that week? Anything that you think would be significant in terms of that close?
You know, not really as far as this particular week. Just looking further out, I would really look at the 1400 level on the monthly chart. That's significant. 1420 to 1425, that's also a key level. So I would not be surprised if gold comes back down to that area. And look, the breakout was at 1360, 1370. Now, I'm not saying gold is going to come all the way back down below 1400, but it's just something to keep in mind. I mean, gold could come back down to 1370 and bounce off of it. I mean, that would be perfectly fine and perfectly bullish. So at this point, I'm not hugely concerned about the close this week. I'm more concerned about what happens when gold, assuming it goes lower, when it retests that 1400 or even 1420 to 1425 level.
Okay, fair enough. Interesting levels to watch. Do you have any thought on time frame for this type of a natural pullback? Because remember, the trend is still up, and you can argue that gold can pull back 10, just over 10% and still be very much in a bullish scenario. But this whole move above resistance of that 1370 area has been very quick. It's been like a under three month move and moved almost $200. What about time frame for a correction here?
I really don't know. I mean, corrections can, you have two elements. You have time and price. So it's possible that it's possible where it could go either way, where it could happen really quickly and you snap back really quickly, like in a matter of just like 3 or 4 weeks. But at the same time, you could also have like a slow correction that's more of a consolidation that lasts a couple months. So I really don't know. It's just something that, you know, we have to wait for time to pass, and that will give us a better idea of, is this something that's going to happen quickly or is it going to last a couple months? So I'm not really sure either way, to be honest, but I guess I lean more towards something that could last a couple months, but we'll see.
So right now, depending on maybe how the week closes, are you tempted to put some shorts on, or is this simply just having some cash on the sidelines and waiting for the correction to look like it might bottom and then take some renewed positions?
Yeah, exactly what you said there, the latter. I don't think if you're really aggressive and you like trading, then, I mean, you can try and hedge and make some money on the downside, but I'm not going to be doing that now that the primary trend is bullish. That's what I would, what you said, that's exactly what I want to focus on. Look for values, you know, look for things that, you know, you may have missed the first go around, and, buy those as they correct here because the market corrects. I mean, that's exactly where your focus should be. I mean, this is going to give all of us another opportunity to look things over again and, you know, maybe get into some leaders that were too strong for to buy initially. You know, if those stocks start to correct, you know, that's one opportunity. And then also look for the things that are just great values that are just sitting there, and maybe they have a catalyst that's going to allow them to move higher into the end of the year and early next year. That's what I'll be looking for.
Okay. Yeah, pretty simple. Don't try to overcomplicate it. Let's also just compare what is happening in terms of U.S. equity markets too, because the S&P was nearing that about month-long resistance level that it tested about four times over that August month, and now it broke higher. Is that also contributing to this pullback in the metals, more optimism in U.S. stocks?
Absolutely. I mean, if we looking at the chart of the stock market, it's something I mentioned in my weekend update. I think last weekend, the Dow especially, it bounced off some moving averages a couple of weeks ago, and that was looking better. And the S&P 500 also looks better after today. I mean, it held above 2,800 a couple of days ago. And also, it's really interesting, Corey, if you look at the stock market and just sentiment indicators, like, they've been really bearish, like almost to like an extreme to the downside. And you look at the chart of the S&P 500 and it just doesn't make any sense. Like the market's barely corrected. Like people are talking about a bottom or a significant bottom. I mean, you look at the chart, it's corrected like 200 points. I mean, it's like 6%. Like that's not much of a correction, but look, the price action there is still bullish and the sentiment is very supportive because a lot of money has gone into bonds and gold. And now with gold reversing at resistance and it looking like we're going to get a correction in precious metals, you know, some of that capital is probably going to move into the stock market temporarily at least. So yeah, the stock market, that factors into my short-term bearishness on precious metals. And look, the higher the stock market goes, I'm not saying that's going to wipe out the rate cuts that the market is expecting, but you know, the S&P 500 makes a new high and keeps moving, that's going to chip away a little bit at how easy the Fed has been. You know, even if they don't want to, even if Trump doesn't change his rhetoric, the market is still going to chip away at these numerous rate cuts a little bit. I mean, the market's going to chip away at the expectations a little bit by bit, if the stock market makes a new high and just keeps trending higher, even if it happens slowly. So that's definitely something to watch with respect to gold and precious metals.
All right, Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there just because I don't think there's too much to cover here. This is, at least right now, just a one-day correction, but it very well could lead to a bit of a longer-term, but still short-term in nature, pullback here. Remember, a lot of this pullback is based on this new trade optimism for meetings that look like they will happen in the beginning of October. So unless we get any kind of upset to those meetings, who knows, this could last maybe a month heading into those meetings, and then who knows what comes on the back of it. Again, it's all rumors, but I think it also just goes to show just how far that run in the metals had gotten and how positioned on one side of that trade a lot of people were. And now we're seeing a little bit of a pullback there, but hey, this is all still part and parcel of a bullish market. Remember, nothing goes straight up. Jordan, great chatting with you. Have a great time in Vancouver at MIF, and we will be chatting again shortly. Thanks for your time.